Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
We are back. The number to dial to be on the program is 888-914-9149. Let's start now with Steve in Dubuque, Iowa. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
See, I've been, when I was a young man, a young boy, I served Mass, and I just loved serving Mass. And back then, we had to ring the bell to let people know what was going on up in the altar and try to wake them up. And everything was in Latin, and if you wanted to follow the Mass, you had to use the right side of your missal so you could read it, and then you really didn't know what was going on because you're trying to do that. Kind of like going to a movie that I have to read the caption on the bottom. And then when I went to a public high school, they made me quit serving Mass because I wasn't allowed to serve Mass if I went to a public school. And I kind of left the church after that, stayed away for a long, long time. Then some things started leading up, had a miraculous event that led me back to my Catholicism. But since then, I've been looking ecumenically, but I love my Catholic faith, and the more and more I study, the more I like it. But I'm asking questions like, why? You know, the Catholic Church teaches this. Yes, it does. But I want to know why. And right now, I'd like to know, why do people want to go back to that Latin Mass? To me, after I came back to the church, I came back to this new Mass that I had never recognized. And I really fell in love with it because now I knew what was going on. And it was kind of like the curtain was torn when Jesus died and separated the New Old Testament from the New Testament. And now people want to go back to that. And I don't know why we have to pray in Latin in order to be reverent. I don't understand why.
Fair enough. And first of all, I'd like to welcome you back home. If you haven't come all the way back home yet, we have the light on and the doors are open. So I'd love to have you come back full force when the time comes, Steve. I think the best answer to your question is that, first of all, it's not that you can't be reverent if you're not praying in Latin. I mean, obviously, most of the world is praying in a variety of different languages, and they can do that very reverently. Latin is the language of the Latin Rite Church, of the Western Church, so it has a special pride of place. I may be a little bit younger than you, but as a fluke of circumstances, it just so happened that after the Second Vatican Council, the Pope at the time, Pope Paul VI, had granted an indult to pastors who wanted to celebrate the traditional Latin Mass in their parishes if they were above a certain age, you know, getting near retirement age. He permitted them to do that. And then when they retired or died, then it would go to the new rite of the Mass. And it just so happens that I was attending the San Juan Capistrano, the Mission San Juan Capistrano Grammar School, and that pastor had that indult. So that parish continued to celebrate the Mass and the other sacraments in the traditional rites. So I grew up with that, and I loved it. I absolutely loved being an altar server and learning the prayers in Latin. And I learned what they meant, so it wasn't just rattling off syllables. I actually knew what they meant, and I really gained a lot from that, and it was very formative in many ways for me. And that's just speaking for myself, but anecdotally, we can look around and see how many people who never had the Latin Mass before, they never experienced it when they were growing up, and they flock to it. They love it. They love the reverence. They love the aesthetics, and granted, aesthetics are external items. They don't, you know, define the Mass per se, but they can be very helpful in raising the mind and the heart to God and the things of God. And many people, including many young people, are just, as you said, falling in love with the traditional Latin Mass. And who am I to argue with that? I think it's a beautiful thing. So I propose that if you attend the new rite of the Mass at your parish, as you do, and that gives you the spiritual energy and edification that you want and need, that's awesome. That's great. And I would encourage you to do that. But I would by no means discourage anybody else who finds the same thing in the traditional Latin Mass from attending the traditional Latin Mass. It's been severely restricted of late, and hopefully that will change in due time. But in the meantime, wherever they can find it, where it's offered licitly, I would certainly encourage them to enjoy it and to benefit from it.
And then on top of that, when I was serving Mass, and you did too, you had to ring the bell so that the people knew it was time for the consecration. You had to do all of that to call their attention. And now that they're turned around and the priest is facing me, I feel like I'm at the Last Supper, you know, and Jesus is giving me his body and his blood. Now you want to turn the priest back around away from me again. And
no,
I don't understand that part either.
Yeah, no, and I realize that's a fair question, but it's not that I want to do anything like that. Keep in mind that this is how Mass was celebrated from time immemorial. What you're experiencing now in the new Mass, this is very recent. It was not practiced in the life of the Church essentially since the time of the Apostles. And so the people and the priest are facing God together rather than the priest facing the people. The custom from the earliest days was the priest and the people would face Jesus together, like if you were all facing the sunrise. You're all looking together at this event. So no one's trying to turn anyone around or do anything. I'll just leave it at this, Steve, that if you have, if you find the new rite of the Mass beneficial to you, great, that's good. But don't, I would say don't be too concerned about the people who find a lot of benefit by going to the traditional Latin Mass. If it's good for them, that's good, and I'm happy to see it. And I'm happy to hear that you're thinking about these things, Steve. Thanks for taking time to call and ask me the question. I appreciate it very much. Why don't we continue? We're going to say the Memorare now, as we do at the beginning of each hour during Pledge Drive, asking the Lord, with Our Lady's assistance, to help us reach our goal of $2.7 million to stay fully funded for the quarter. And this, of course, extends to your own intentions, whatever may be happening in your own life, health issues, issues with your kids maybe, whatever it may be. We include all of your intentions when we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have some more emails that have come in. I want to share a few of them with you. And I know you've got a couple that came to you, Cyrus, so jump in if you have some ready that you want to share. This one comes in from, we actually have a couple of short ones here. This is from Milagros of Brandon, Florida, who says, thank you so much for a great show in the midst of so much confusion. We all need to be definición. We need clarity. Sandra, and I don't know where Sandra's writing from. Sandra says, hi, Patrick. I love your show. I love your explanations and agree with most of your points of view. Well, that's good. I'll consider that a win. Thank you for that, Sandra. Mary Alice says, thank you and Relevant Radio for all you do to help bring Christ, his mother, Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints and angels a lot closer to me over the past month or so. A friend in Cleveland told me about Relevant Radio, and I've been listening and doing a little hawking for the station, mentioning it to a number of my friends and family. God bless you. Again, Mr. Madrid, thank you and Relevant Radio for all the good work that you, Father Rocky, Cale Clark, are doing, as well as the Daily Mass and the Memorare campaign. Relevant Radio has been an oasis of peace for me while trying to get closer to our Lord and our Blessed Mother Mary in this chaotic world. God bless and keep you and yours now and always. That's beautiful, Mary Alice. Thank you. And thank you for the hawking. Thank you for going out and telling people about Relevant Radio. We sure appreciate that.
Yeah, these are so nice.
Aren't they?
Yeah. And I have one here that came in from Mark. This one's not too long. It says, hello, Patrick. I greatly appreciate your show. You are one of the calmest and most respectful show hosts among any talk radio hosts I listen to. You exercise a great deal of patience with those who disagree with you, and you give them a generous amount of time to make their case. Thank you for being an island of sanity in a sea of raging emotions and vitriol rhetoric.
Man, I like that.
This guy should be a poet.
Repeat that sentence. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you for being an island of sanity in a sea of raging emotions and vitriol rhetoric. I have a great appreciation for Relevant Radio and its programming. I especially appreciate your approach to hosting a radio show. You are respectful and patient towards everyone, including those who are not so respectful towards you. This is very true. And who have a very different opinion. Of all the radio programs I've heard, you have a very high standard for conversation with your call-in guests. This is great. In a cultural ocean of vitriol rhetoric, your show is an oasis of calm and civility.
Oh, I like that. How can we turn that into a promotion for the show?
I know.
That's great.
Yeah, man, that guy paints.
And who's that from?
He paints a picture with his words. That's Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Wow. These are really encouraging. You know, we're encouraged every day by people who listen and who share their kind comments with us. So thank you, Mark. And all of us here at Relevant Radio are very encouraged by that. Cyrus, thank you for reading that. I think we have a message standing by from Father Rocky. We'll listen to him and then we'll come back and we'll talk.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining us for our summer pledge party. We've got a very special 2-for-1 gift today. 2 gifts for your tax-deductible gift of $1 a day. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, plus a book, the St. Monica Club. The medal was taken by our own Drew Mariani to numerous holy sites in Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, during his recent pilgrimage in June. The book, of course, gets its title from St. Monica, who every day had to wrestle with the pain of having a loved one fall away from the faith, but she prayed and prayed, and her son came back. That was St. Augustine. We have a limited supply of the medals, so don't wait. Give online now at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
We want to say thank you to everyone who joined us in that last hour. We had a very successful hour. We appreciate your help and your support. It is a new hour, new goal. We are in need of 150 people who will reach out and respond with your gift to Relevant Radio. It's real easy. You can make that gift at relevantradio.com, or you can use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. No gift is too big or too small, but what we're looking for specifically today is $1 a day, and we have a very special gift for you when you make that gift.
Speaking of gifts, Mary, I'm just seeing here that Robert in the Twin Cities just made a donation of $5,000.
Yes, thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Very good, Robert.
He's asking for prayers for his brother, who is waiting for a kidney and liver transplant at Mayo Clinic. So definitely pray for him.
Indeed we will, Robert. Thank you. And thanks for being a pace setter. And hopefully other people who are listening right now will say, well, yeah, I could send $5,000. I could send $10,000. We hope they'll follow your lead on this, Robert. The way to do that, to be like Robert, and as Mary said, in any amount, doesn't matter, just call us, 877-291-0123. Some people say, why do you say the number so slowly? The reason I say it so slowly is because I want to make sure people have time to jot it down. 877-291-0123. We always try to slow it down whenever we give that number. And we can't give it out too much, right, Mary? We want to make sure people call.
We can never give it out too much. And we want to say $1 a day today. And today is the day only that we have this very special gift. It is a medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe that Drew Mariani, you know, that other guy, took on pilgrimage with him this past June throughout Mexico. He went to almost 24 different gorgeous places, beautiful churches and holy places in Mexico, including the Church of Our Lady of Good Remedy, the Chapel of Our Lady of the Rose, and St. Juan Diego's old home site, his home site where the fifth and last apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe actually appeared. So that is yours for $1 a day, along with the gift, along with the book, the St. Monica Club. And in this book, you'll learn how you can follow the example of St. Monica, whose prayers, tears, and witness eventually led to the conversion of her very own son, St. Augustine. That's all yours for $1 a day. Thank you for that call. And most importantly, we need to receive 150 people calling in during this hour or visiting our website at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or old-fashioned 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Let's go!
I'm sure you've heard by now that Cardinal Raymond Burke is gravely ill. He contracted COVID-19 and all of the authentic updates about his status are indicating that he's in really serious shape right now. It may be that he will die soon. We don't know. Obviously, we pray for his recovery. He's 73 years old, and as you might expect, there are a lot of people who are taking shots at him because he has expressed restraint and even perhaps some skepticism with regard to COVID-19. And so the fact that he now has COVID-19 is causing some glee in some corners. And one of the things that people are taking shots at him for is the fact that he used the term Wuhan virus. And we have audio that we played on the program a while ago. I don't know how long ago it was. But we may play it again today. In fact, Cyrus, you can be working on that. But there is a long history of people on the left calling this the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus or the China virus, variants of that. And suddenly it was determined, well, you're not allowed to say that anymore, even though all of them on the left were saying that endlessly. And so that's another little detail that some people are trying to use to poke at Cardinal Burke, and that's because he used that term. It's silly. It's silly and petty for people to raise that as an issue. And somebody actually brought that up to me on Twitter, and I said, you know, when the left was doing this, when the left was calling, and by the left, I'm talking about the talking heads on CNN and MSNBC, they're all hard left people. The New York Times, all of the organs and outlets of mainstream media, they were using it continuously. And then they decided, no, that's racist or that's whatever. And it's not, because that's where the virus originated. It originated in Wuhan, China. That's where it comes from. And then they decided that they would dictate to you what you were allowed to say and not say. And they don't have that power. They don't have the authority to tell you what phrase you can say or not say, especially given their own hypocrisy, because they themselves were saying it for such a long time. So maybe as time permits, we will share some of that montage of examples of that with you in just a little while, if we can. But in the meantime, though, back to Cardinal Burke, please do pray for him. Please remember him in your prayers. He's struggling for his life. If I had to guess, based upon what we're hearing, it seems to me that he's probably near the end of his life. And so just pray that all the graces that God would give him would be lavished upon him as he either recovers or he prepares to go to his eternal reward. And I'll update you on that story as it develops. 888-914-9149 is the number. You can call me and be on the air with your comment or question. Cyrus, some news out of New Zealand recently, and I think maybe you've got some audio on this one. This has to do with, and there's that word again, guidance from the government about what you can and can't do when it comes to visiting and seeing other people. Did you have some of that audio?
I do have some of that audio.
That's Cockney.
That's as good as you're going to get.
Yeah. G'day.
G'day. Yeah. So
you ever notice that every sentence ends in a question mark?
Ever since you pointed it out, I can't help but hear it.
So a little background. The New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, she ordered the country back into lockdown yesterday after discovering a single case of COVID-19, just one in the whole country. This is courtesy of the Daily Caller. Ardern announced that New Zealand's cabinet decided to raise the country's COVID-19 threat level to alert level 4, under which public facilities such as bars and restaurants must close and New Zealanders must stay home, except for essential personal movement. The alert level also legally mandates that New Zealanders wear face coverings and maintain social distancing. And this is because, as is being reported here, because of one case of COVID-19. Let's hear that audio.
Yeah, we're going to get a lesson on what it means to stay in your bubble.
The bubble is back. The people in your bubble should be the people in your immediate household or those dependent on you. Once you go into a bubble, you must stay in it, and others cannot join. That risks spreading COVID. If you are completely isolated or you live alone, remember you can join a bubble with one other person that you have contact with. It needs to be just you and that person, though. You must be faithful to them, and they must be faithful to you. Those in those circumstances will remember those rules from our last level four. If you have multiple contacts with others, that is where the risk increases, and we cannot afford that. You can drive locally to your supermarket to get food, but again, we ask that you maintain your physical distance, again, to 2 metres, from others who may be undertaking essential errands, and again, please wear a mask. Other than that, we're asking people to stay home. Only shop when you need to. And it is preferable that there is just one person per household that goes shopping to reduce any risk of spread, and that they follow the instructions of staff. Remember to always act like you have COVID-19. Stay clear of others. Don't put them in harm's way in the same way you'd expect that they don't put you in harm's way.
What is going on here? What on earth is going on here? This whole country, beautiful country, by the way, I've visited New Zealand, love it. This is all because of one case of COVID. That's the report. One person was diagnosed with COVID, and the whole country is shutting down as a result of this. The lockdown is imposed after a 58-year-old man tested positive for the virus on Monday. Health officials recommended nationwide restrictions as they could not trace the chain of transmission or connect the case to a foreign arrival. Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, Director General and Chief Executive of New Zealand's Ministry of Health, said in a press conference, because we cannot link the case to the border at this point, it is possible that there are other cases around Auckland and other possible chains of transmission. You have to stay in your bubble, Cyrus.
It's preferable.
Back in your bubble.
Bubble boy. You know, I have my bubble boy suit. Remember that?
I do remember. Yeah, you were bubble boy for a while.
Yeah, I was bubble boy. Here we go again.
I hope you can't wait. It because you're going to need it now. Well, of course, you're not in New Zealand, but if you go to New Zealand, you're going to get back in that bubble.
No, it's...
When I was a kid, there was a bubble bath called Mr. Bubble. And it was, you know, my mom would pour it in the bathtub and you have bubbles galore. And that was, that's a nice childhood memory, but that's not the kind of bubble that they're referring to right now. It just seems like madness to me. It's madness that they would do that. Stop the spread. In New Zealand, they pronounce words differently. Spread.
I always think of the flight of the Concorde.
Yeah.
Brit. Prison.
Brit. His name is Brett, but it's pronounced Brit. All right. Well, we got that out of the way. I mean, New Zealand's a great place to go, but I wouldn't go right now. You can't anyway. They wouldn't let you in, even with your bubble boy outfit. Here's an email that comes in from Mary of Ohio. She says, Patrick, I really appreciate all that you do to help bring the light of truth to a rather dark world. I take that back. That one there was Randy of Milwaukee. This one is Mary of Ohio. She says, I want to thank you for all you do. I've been listening for many years. I also want to thank you and the entire Relevant Radio team on bringing clarity to why go to confession. I had not always wanted to go, but I did. I found when I did, the grave sin I was confessing was thought by some priests as not being that bad. You have been a very good resource for me as I keep plugging along through life. I also have been enjoying your books and hope to meet you someday. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. And Cyrus, too. Not sure how to spell his name, he adds. He misspelled your name, which is great. That's good, though. Good for humility, right, Cyrus?
Everybody does, and I love it.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Randy. We appreciate the kind words. This is Pledge Drive, and we have got a mountain to climb, but we're making it with your help. Mary's going to join me in just a moment to talk more about what we need to do today.
We still need 115 people in the next 30 minutes to make our goal for this hour. Either visiting the website relevantradio.com, using the app on your phone, or calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We're asking that you make a gift in any amount, but in particular, if you can do a dollar a day, $365 one-time gift. We have a very special, special gift for you that's available today and today only. When they're gone, they're gone. These are some medals of Our Lady of Guadalupe that Drew Mariani took on pilgrimage in Mexico, and they visited almost 24 different places, different churches and holy sites in Mexico. We cannot emphasize enough, when these are available, these special one-day premiums, people love them and the phones ring off the hook and they respond. You don't want to miss out. Don't procrastinate, because you will lose your opportunity to claim one of these great medals.
And you don't want to lose your opportunity, because by the end of the day today, certainly by the time Drew is done with his show, that's it. They will be all gone. We're going to try to get them all gone even before his show starts, if that's possible. But they are moving briskly. Mm-hmm. And if you want yours, you got to call 877-291-0123. Or you can go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
You know, it always breaks my heart when the day after one of these special premiums, we see someone putting in the comments, can I get one of those medals from yesterday? And it's like, too late. You've got to do it today, and you've got to do it before they run out. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I want to say thank you so much to Mary in Oakland. Your dollar a day, you're going to get your medal along with the book, The Saint Monica Club. You're going to love the book. Thank you to Anna listening in Green Bay, a dollar a day. And thank you to Sal, the brand new donor here. Sal, thank you so much in Bakersfield, making that special gift of a dollar a day.
A dollar a day. Excuse me, Mary's getting a little something in my throat there. A dollar a day, when you think about it, what can you get for a dollar a day? Not that much. But here at Relevant Radio, when you pledge your support at a dollar a day or more, you know you are going to be helping other people, indeed, all around the country and all around the world who listen to Relevant Radio. And you can't put a price on that. So step forward, please, and not only show your support to us here at Relevant Radio, but for all those people out there who are going to benefit from your generosity, please do it for them.
Just like that, we've had five people say, I'm in the club, I want my medal, a dollar a day at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. Rhonda on the app, thank you so much for your dollar a day. You can do it too. Just reach out and respond.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Cyrus, have you looked at Twitter lately? Because Mac, at Bobbert Mac on Twitter, has a picture of you. And that's not Melanie, but I don't know who she is, but
boy.
It's clearly you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
No. I'm going there
here,
now.
I'm going to retweet it.
Yeah.
Just look. I'm going to retweet it.
Am I supposed to be looking for it? Oh, that is me.
Yeah. Who are the flowers for?
That's for Melanie.
Okay.
That's just some lady that's walking next to me. I don't know.
She's just laughing at the bubble boy.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Well done, Mac, on Twitter. Well done. Let's go to Sharon in South Carolina. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I have a real quick question. Good. I have a real quick question. I live in the South, and a lot of times you get asked what faith you are. And a lot of times follow-up question is, are you saved? So I'd like to know how a Catholic answers that question.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, here's how I answer it. If someone says, have you been saved or are you saved? I start off by saying, number one, I have been redeemed and saved by God's grace through faith. And if you have a pen, I'll give you some Bible verses. That's Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 8-9,
okay.
Where it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of works, lest anyone should boast. So our salvation is by grace alone. It's not by faith alone, but salvation by grace alone. So I begin by saying that. Then I say, I am being saved, and I'm working out my salvation with fear and trembling, because that's what it says in Philippians 2:13, to work out your salvation in fear and trembling. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8-9, it talks about we who are being saved. So it's a process that's underway right now. Then I say, I'm saying that my salvation is nearer now than it was yesterday, which is what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 13, verse 11. I say, I'm trusting solely in God's grace, and I pray that I will be saved. Future tense, and that's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15, where St. Paul talks about a man who, without using the word purgatory, he's describing this man who, after death, is suffering the purification that takes place in purgatory, and he says he will be saved, future tense. He's not there yet. He's not in heaven yet. He says he will be saved, but only as though passing through fire. So I say that I'm trusting solely in God's grace, and I pray that I will be saved by remaining in the state of grace and friendship with him until the end of my life. And you can reference Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, and also Romans chapter 11, verse 22. So I'm being saved. I am saved. I was saved. These are all terms that a Catholic can use, but they have to be understood in context biblically, that it's not once saved, always saved, which is a serious misunderstanding of the Bible, but rather that this is the process that God is working in and through me by his grace. That's what I say.
Okay. I've got a lot of studying up and rehearsing to do.
You know, when I was working at Catholic Answers, I wrote a bunch of the tracts that are available, and I was just one of a number of people who wrote the tracts who were there. Carl Keating wrote quite a few more than I did, but I may have written one on that very topic. I forget now. And if you're interested in getting something that you can download, I think they're located in the shop section at Catholic Answers, but you can type in tracts in their search bar. The website's catholic.com, and you'll be able to locate these. And what's nice is if you wanted to have a stack of them in your glove compartment or in your purse or something, so when someone asks you this question, you can give them your answer, and then you can also hand them this. Say, hey, this is a little item here that tells you from the Bible exactly what Catholics believe about salvation. And you can get them for pennies. You know, it's very cheap. And that's a handy way to evangelize, because you don't have to do all the heavy lifting. You can let these tracts speak for you. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And thanks for listening, Sharon. Great to hear from you. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the air with me. 888-914-9149. Here's a cool email that came in. This is from Michael, who's in Maine. Michael says, I listen whenever I am driving and often at home when time allows. Monday's broadcast was an example of why I listen as often as I do. Your particular comments on Thomas Aquinas and the soul, the mind and the body, were simply brilliant. I look forward to listening again and sharing with my children. Thank you, Patrick, for sharing your wisdom. May God and the Holy Spirit continue to bless you. That's very kind of you, and I really appreciate your taking time to share that with me. Yes, by all means, Michael, please share the show with your children of any age. It really doesn't matter. Patrick of San Diego, he writes, he's saying, thank you for bringing me back to the Catholic Church. I am 45 and have been away from the church for a while. I've always maintained the beliefs and values of the Catholic Church, but stopped going to church 20 years ago. I found your program and have been listening for a few years on my way to work, and enjoy your positive, informative program. I have a daughter in elementary school, and she asked to go to church, and I have been rejuvenated to go. I also enjoy all the other programs on Relevant Radio and listen when driving. So again, thank you. I just love these emails. And you know, Cyrus, this is a continuing theme. It's over and over again, we hear from people say that listening to Relevant Radio brought them back to a practice of their faith. I mean, isn't that true? I mean, we hear that probably more than anything else when it comes to this kind of email, don't we?
I think it's amazing. And there have been, you know, we've been around for quite a while now, and the people that donated in the past kept us on the air. So the people that just wrote these in the last month were able to listen to Relevant Radio. And so now it's kind of a pay it forward, where we need people to donate now to keep this alive. And so we can keep bringing people into the church. We can keep standing up for life. This doesn't exist anywhere else. I scan the dial all the time, and there's nothing like this anywhere else. So if Relevant Radio is important to you, now's the time to let us know.
That's so true. And the way you can do that is call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. You can make your pledge there. Do it for the Patricks of the world, Patrick of San Diego. He was away from the church for 20 years. And listening to Relevant Radio brought him back. I mean, you heard his words. And now his daughter is saying that she wants to go to church too. And he says he's rejuvenated in his faith, and he attributes it to Relevant Radio. Of course, it's attributable ultimately to God, but God works through various means, and he's working through Relevant Radio. So if you want to do it for Patrick in San Diego and all the other wonderful people who are emailing us to share their stories and their journeys, call 877-291-0123. or go to relevantradio.com or listen, or I'm sorry, not listen, but you can listen, but make your pledge on the Relevant Radio app. Here are another couple ones. We have to take a break here in a minute, but here are two more that just recently came in. This one from Mary in San Francisco. She says, thank you for your show and the service you provide to all, Catholic and non-Catholic. I listen to your show most mornings. I appreciate your no-nonsense approach, along with your wealth of information and apologetics expertise. Thank you, Mary. Deb in Charlevoix, Michigan. Do they say Charlevoix, Charlevoix? How do they say it there in Michigan? I don't know. I'm probably mispronouncing it. But Deb up in Michigan says, I was in my car and very upset and flipping the radio stations, and I tuned into Relevant Radio and the Patrick Madrid Show. I had never heard such truth before from a religion, and I was drawn in. I started listening during COVID and also started to pray the rosary and divine mercy. I'm not a Catholic, so I asked my friend about it. She gave me a rosary, and now I've begun RCIA. At the end of August, I'm so thankful for you and everyone at Relevant Radio because you brought me to the church. Mm. Love these letters.
There it is again.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And by the way, if you're out there listening and you're saying, well, that sounds a lot like my story, send me a message. You know, call me. You can call me and we'll talk about it on the program, or send me an email. I'll read it on the air. These are all testimonials, every single one. And I have some more I'm going to share with you, too. We have to take a break right now. But I want to share with you more about what God is doing in the lives of everyday people. You just heard from that lady right there. She's not even a Catholic. And I find it fascinating how sometimes in the middle of life's frustrations, suddenly you hear this voice of clarity from Relevant Radio, whoever it may be. It could be Drew, could be Kale, could be Timory, could be moi, whoever it may be. God is using Relevant Radio to reach in and find people just like Deb and say, you know what? I have got a plan for you. I've got a home for you. I've got sacraments for you. I've got gifts I want to give you. I want to lavish so many great things on you. And he reaches out and touches someone through Relevant Radio. We can't underestimate the power of God's grace and what he does on a day-to-day basis with countless people just like her. So show your support and do it for her. I mean, you may be thinking, well, I'll never meet her. That's true, but you'll meet her in heaven. And she'll come up to you in heaven and say, oh, thank you so much, because you were supporting the very organization that was instrumental in God's plan of salvation for bringing me into the church. So thank you. Just imagine all the thank yous you're going to get when you get to heaven. We're going to take a break. Cyrus, we're going to a miracle moment, I believe, aren't we? Let's hear another listener explain what listening to Relevant Radio does for that person.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Every morning, my son comes downstairs to have breakfast with the voice, Patrick Madrid. So if you can imagine every day how much a wealth of him, he's in junior high, he's in eighth grade, and he goes to regular public school, you know, and so this is every single day he listens while he's eating breakfast and then on our way to school. And besides the wealth that we've gotten, and, you know, but more than anything for him, and he hears the questions, you know, repeatedly, and so that has stayed in his mind. So just wanted to thank Relevant Radio. Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
We want to say thank you to Paul and Patricia, both listening in the Chicago area on 950. Your dollar a day is going to go a long way, and you're going to get these great gifts that are coming your way, like this medal, which is a limited time. Today is the only day, and there's a limited supply. When they are gone, they're gone, and we usually run out before the day is over. So don't wait. This medal traveled. It's a medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it traveled with Drew Mariani at multiple gorgeous holy places around Mexico. You'll also get the book from Saint Monica Club. It is by Maggie Green. You'll get that book as well. So that's going your way. And they're both asking us to pray for people with cancer. Thank you for sending us your prayer request. We want to say thank you so much to Elizabeth in Los Angeles, a dollar a day. And Diana is listening in Stockton, California. Made that gift of a dollar a day. That's how fast they're going. You do not want to miss out. You can get your medal today when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use your smartphone or tablet And if you make your gift on either of those two platforms, you can first of all see the beautiful gifts and learn more about them. But you will also receive the special download MP3, which was produced by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond.
I've heard of those guys.
Yeah, I have too.
In fact, in a little bit, Cyrus is going to play us some audio, just a couple little tidbits from that download so people can get an idea of what's there. But it really, Mary, you talked about being a fly on the wall. Josh and I had a, you know, kind of a one-on-one conversation about what can you do in the middle of this crazy world to help your kids maintain their faith? How can, you know, if you raise them as followers of Jesus Christ, how do you help them stay followers of Jesus Christ as they grow older and they encounter all the sharp edges of the world out there? We have some time-tested things that work, some techniques and things that we share. We get it a lot. The details. So it's not anything that people have heard before. It's brand new, and we want to send it to you. So if you make your pledge at a dollar a day level, you can do that by going to relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And if you do it either at one or the other, then we will be able to send this to you digitally. You'll get it right away. So if you make your pledge now, within 5 minutes, you'll have it, maybe less than that. And don't listen to it till the show's over. But once the show's over, then you can, of course, fire it up and listen to it. But I think you're really going to like it.
We know you're going to love it. We still need 75 people who will join us this hour. Only 15 minutes left in the hour. Please be one of those 75 that visits relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. They're going fast. Thank you for that call. Thank you. And there's another. That's how fast people are scooping up these medals.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Cyrus, I just saw what Jim sent. Taco Cat. Okay, the words Taco Cat. Are you following me, Cyrus?
I'm right here.
Okay. Write it down, and you'll see what I mean. And by the way, thank you, Jim. Taco Cat backwards is Taco Cat.
Mind blown.
Jim, where do you find this stuff? That's pretty good. Okay, so back to business. You're going to play, Cyrus, a little tidbit, little teaser clip from this much longer, much more detailed conversation that I had with Josh Raymond, who is the host of the Inner Life program, which follows my show immediately. So don't change that dial, because Josh has got a lot of good stuff for you on his program. But Josh and I, we have, among other things that we have in common, we both are fathers of large families. And we got together and we were just kind of brainstorming together. What advice would we want to give you listening to the program to help you help your children either stay the course and remain Catholic, or if they've drifted away, what can you do? And I'm talking practical here. I'm talking things that you can actually do. It's not like we spend 40 minutes saying, well, you got to pray. You know, we talk about prayer, but there's so much more that you can do. Prayer is important. It's probably the most important thing, but there are other things that you can actually do. So in this 40-minute talk, Josh and I, drawing upon our own experience and not to mention our own failures from time to time, we share with you these practical things that we know work, and I want you to have this talk, which you can get when you make your pledge at a dollar a day by making your pledge at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. But here's one of maybe one or two or three tidbits that Cyrus has culled from this talk. What's this first one, Cyrus,
we're going to listen to? Since you're talking about, since how you kind of set it up here, I'm going to play a different one than we had talked about. This is you and Josh talking about the most important thing a parent can do to get their kids back to church.
Okay.
So these are, you know, adult children that are not interested anymore, and they might be defiant for any number of reasons. And sometimes these kids will use not going to church as a way to kind of stick it to their parents.
That's true.
And I found this.
That's true.
I found this really, really helpful. And I've used things that that you both were talking about on this talk in my own home, and I'm seeing improvements, and I'm moving that marker closer to the goal, if that makes sense.
Okay. So, yeah.
All right, let's play it.
What do you think is the most important thing that a parent can do to try and initially talk with their kids and get them to consider coming back to the church?
The combination that I see, number one, is that the interaction or the lines of communication should be kept open as much as possible, to try as hard as you can as mom or dad to foster that openness in communication. It's not always easy. And sometimes the kids will make it very difficult to have that kind of communication, but to really work at that. Another thing that I think has to happen simultaneously is that the parent has to show that, independent of what may be happening with their kids or anything else, that they still have that joy, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And they're not going to get angry or defensive. Those are not fruits of the Holy Spirit, obviously. So what I mean by this is that the demeanor of the parent, even one who's grieving over the loss of a child having left the church, should still reflect the joy and the love that we should all experience by being followers of Jesus. And when that's present, that is attractive, and that has a magnetic pull of its own that will have a positive effect on the child over time. Third thing I think that has to happen simultaneously is the parent needs to recognize, especially once children grow up and they're 18 or older, that they can no longer parent them in the same way that they used to. So to insist on them doing something, or you must do this, that type of approach, I have found, it's counterproductive, because one of the foremost things on the minds of a young person, especially in those age groups, would be, hey, I'm autonomous. I'm an adult now. You can't tell me what to do. I can do what I want to do. And so I have found that persuasion in the form of talking things through and offering advice and making these suggestions, as opposed to being adamant about it, that too seems to have a positive effect. Let them know you love them. Let them know that there's nothing they can do that will make you stop loving them. You'll always love them. But you love them so much that you will always tell them the truth. I think those things, if they're present,
I think we can stop that
are
here.
Going to be very,
this is great.
In the long run,
myself.
Very effective most of the time. I'm interrupting
so,
myself.
you think, oh boy, they're giving away everything in this little 2 minute bit. This is a 40 minute talk, and the
That's
whole
true.
Thing is as good as that. I mean, it's
thank you.
This is really, this is a great talk between Josh and Patrick. And you want to get your hands on this. It'll help you and your family.
I fully agree, Cyrus. Thanks for saying so. And I do agree. Josh has got some brilliant insights, no doubt. And we want you to have this whole 40-minute conversation. Yeah, I guess I'm just antsy, Cyrus, because I don't want to give too much away, because there's some like really dynamite stuff in this conversation that parents are going to say, oh, yeah, I can do that. How come I didn't do that before? And I want to share this with you, but I also want you to help Relevant Radio. I think we have another. Do we have a second clip or no?
Yeah, let's save it though. Let's
a little bit later.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a little bit later. We'll do that. Okay, so maybe in the third hour we'll play a little little teaser.
How can people get their hands on this, Patrick?
Let me think. What a great question. Just call us. If you want to get this, the way to get this talk, the only way to get this talk, this brand new conversation between myself and Josh, is to make your pledge online. You can do that by going to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. And either way, whichever you prefer, that will trigger this to be sent to you. So as soon as you're done with your donation, within moments, you're going to get that. It's going to come to your email box that fast. And I really, really, really know that you're going to like this. Everyone who's heard it thus far has said, whoa, this is some really good stuff. And I want you to have it. So please, make your pledge, dollar a day or more, at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app, and we'll send you this brand new talk.
Make that dollar a day gift at relevantradio.com or on the app on your smartphone or tablet. In addition to that great talk from Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond, we'll also send you the medal, which was taken on a medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which was taken on pilgrimage with Drew Mariani. He visited multiple sites, I think around 23 of them. And you'll get the book, The St. Monica Club, all yours for just a dollar a day. And we are still in need of, it looks like, 50 people who can reach out and respond during the next 5 minutes. We can make our call goal for this hour.
Yeah. Every hour, you know, the goal goes up as we go closer to the end of the week. And here we are in the middle of the month, or middle of the week. And so the goals are getting bigger, but people are responding, aren't they, Mary? They're really getting the excitement, and especially because of this medal that Drew brought with him on the pilgrimage and all the holy places that it went to. People want their medal. And as we've been saying, you won't get it if you wait. By the end of the day, they'll be gone, and that'll be it. So make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or go to your Relevant Radio app or call us at 877-291-0123.
Yes, my heart always goes out to those people. And there's always some that contact us the following day. They make their gift. They say, oh, I want that medal you gave away yesterday. But no, that's not how it works. Today is the only day, and we normally don't have any left at the end of the day. So don't take that risk of, oh, I'm going to wait till tomorrow, and maybe they'll let me have one anyway. No, because usually they're gone before the end of the day. So please do hurry. Make that gift of $1 a day at relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone or tablet and use the app. Or you can also, if your smartphone on a tablet, go to the website as well, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There's another one going. There's another. This is how we do it. Let's keep those gifts coming in. We need to hear from you. Just 4 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 45 people to reach out and respond.
Yes, that would be you if you're so moved by the Holy Spirit, and I hope you are. Remember that you're not doing this merely to keep lights turned on here at Relevant Radio. You're not doing it merely to keep the bills paid here at Relevant Radio, although that is what your money goes to. It goes directly to the mission. But ultimately, the mission is helping people get to heaven. And wouldn't you love it when the time comes and you have your exit interview at the end of your life and the Lord is going through all these high points and low points in your life? Wouldn't you love that one of the high points is that you are actively helping other people get to heaven? That's going to come in handy when the time comes. You're going to be laying up treasure in heaven. And this is how you can do it, by supporting Relevant Radio, because our mission is to preach the truth, to speak the truth in love, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with anyone who will listen. And so many people are. And that can only continue if you support us. So please step forward right now and make that pledge. $1 a day or more, and we'll be able to send you this beautiful medal today only, of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Make your gift at relevantradio.com. Still in need. It's a little bit slow this last minute or so. We still need 45 people in the next minute and a half, almost 3 minutes, I guess. 45 people. Be one of those 45. There's one. Now we're down to only need, there's another. What is that? 43. We need 43 more people who will reach out and respond at relevantradio.com by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There, we got a little momentum going. 40 people. We need 40 more people in the next few minutes. Are you one of those 40? Is it on your heart yet? We need to hear from you.
Yeah, we really do. This is the middle of the week, and we are at, I haven't looked lately at our status, but we are not at halfway yet. We're halfway in the week, but we're not halfway to the goal of $2.7 million. In fact, we're probably in the, we're probably pushing closer to the high 30%, maybe closer to 40%. But we have to get to the final goal by the end of the week, or that's it. So this would be the time, if you've been waiting, especially now, this would be the time, because today only we can send you, as a token of our gratitude, we can send you one of these medals of Our Lady of Guadalupe that you can see. If you go to relevantradio.com, you can see a picture of it, so you know what you'll be receiving. Drew Mariani took these with him on his pilgrimage throughout Mexico, all the holy sites. And Mary, I'm pretty confident that Drew probably ate some delicious tacos along the way as well, which is
better. We are at 34% of our goal, Patrick, and we still need 30 people in the next 60 seconds. Come on. We need your help. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.